This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your hand, your cat, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Global Sunday transmission, already the 28th day of May 2017. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And we are live. Thank you for joining us. I've got to cover all this news. I mean, it is just so over-the-top important. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Look at this headline of the New York Post. Of course, we reported this back during the election and after the election, but now it's mainstream news. It's confirmed how Team Obama tried to hack the election. Yeah, they're the ones that were trying to steal the election. Trump's come out and said many of the leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. And the latest example is Jared Kushner saying that the White House was trying to set up a back channel to Russia. That was on the news when he was president-elect because he was already acting as president, if you remember, trying to do deals to stop ISIS. But they wait a few months, act like it's some new revelation because it's from a leak. Ooh, it's special. And then they have Hayden come out on TV and say he's never heard of anyone with a back channel. And that no president's ever had one. You can just search JFK back channel, Reagan back channel. You'll get NPR, New York Times, Washington Post. It's crazy. JFK's Russian conspiracy. Kennedy had his own secret back channel with Moscow. It may have kept the superpowers from going to war. It was used during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because you have to get through the bureaucracy and have the leaders actually talk to each other. That's what a president's supposed to do. You know what, though? I only had you guys print one article. Just type in Reagan back channel or why presidents have back channels or JFK back channel or FDR back channel. And just print me about 15 mainstream news articles because I want to show Hayden saying it's never happened in history. I'm a four-star general that's never fought anybody. I just spy on you illegally. And Nelly around, I'm your Nelly general, and so because I'm Nelly, I'm your boss, and I'm going to tell you Trump's evil. He's at a very dark time in America. Trump's evil. Trump's bad. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my gosh, Trump. Just like when he had the Russian ambassador visit, they acted like it was the end of the world. And said, look, he's with a Russian. They're at the White House. He gave them secrets. And then, of course, we heard the big headlines the last few days out there about the nuke subs. He told North Korea where the nuke subs were. And I went, wait a minute. 3 weeks ago, they were docking in Seoul, and it was on the news he was sending more as a show of force. You're supposed to. Now there's a third carrier fleet being deployed. They tell them that so they know they mean business. It's not treason. Oh, look, he's with North Korea now. It's all lies. I mean, Hayden will not get in trouble for lying on national television. Former head of the CIA, former head of the NSA. And he's just up there lying. And that's one topic out of hundreds here. Trump's first foreign trip was a big success. They're really upset about that. He told them we're not going to go along with these climate carbon taxes. The word is he's pulling out of the Paris climate agreements. They're freaking out. Huge scale of terror threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists. That's out of the Times of London. It's up on Infowars.com. But here's the next big shoe to drop, and I'm going to cover this when we come back. I don't want a clash of civilizations. I don't hate Muslims just to hate them. I know that it is a minority of Muslims that are violent. But that's the group that runs Islam. They're the bullies. It's like saying Germans weren't bad in World War II, but the Nazis were. And they were in charge. They might have been 5% of the population, but they ran the show. So the Metropolitan Police are now calling for internment. And the media is going to spin it as a big civil rights violation. No, they're calling for internment of the 3,000 known jihadists who've pledged online to kill. They say there's 500 ongoing plots they're monitoring. So if you're not from England and you were just brought in as a refugee and you're caught plotting terror, deport, deport, deport. But instead, you see, they're going to use it till the crisis gets so big, then the full police state comes in. That's being run by the higher-ups.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have mainstream news. And Mainline College is proudly announcing that all over the country they're having non-white days at the colleges and saying no whites allowed. And then groups are being encouraged to self-segregate into their own, quote, racial groups. This is the complete and total overthrow of what Martin Luther King wrote about and taught and what is basic Christian Western civilization. And they're using the openness of our society, the globalists are, to come in and create irrevocable division. It's amazing to have this unfolding in our own country and to see leftists spewing hatred. This is the Daily Mail. Ariana Grande overheard saying she hoped her fans would effing die. And she, of course, wants open borders and Islam and says she hates America. Ariana Grande, I hate Americans. I hate America, after appearing to lick on display donuts on television. This is the lady who had her concert bombed. That's my point. The leftist trendies call for more Islamists to come in. They blow up the gay nightclubs. They blow up the young girls. And it's the trendies calling for them to all be brought in. And the very trendies tell us how much they hate their fans and how much they hate America. That's why they're allied with Islam. So the left's embarrassed about their alliance with Islam. So what do? They turn it around and say that I blame the victims and say that they were asking for it. No, I said the liberal trendy governments brought it in and that they're the ones that are responsible. Meanwhile, you've got the young punk from Libya. Living on welfare, no job. He was a soccer player wearing $500 sneakers and $800 jacket and expensive dress clothes before he slimes his way in. His dad's an admitted reported terrorist. And his brother, we now learn, was planning his own attacks. But that's okay because he's liberal and trendy. And taxpayers paid for him to go back and forth from Libya. That's what's so disgusting about it, is that I've looked at the welfare rolls in Germany and in England. Upwards of 75 to 80% of the people are on welfare. They don't even work. They just mill around all day, blowing people up and shooting people and rounding women up and raping them and everything else from these hellish places they come from. And again, his father was a terrorist in Libya. This is on the news. And he was being watched. The plot was known. Let me just get to this first, and then I'll get into all the other huge news. And it's so big. We were the first to tell you back during the election that the Homeland Security run by Obama was hacking the election, that they were using the CIA to try to manipulate things. They even admitted it in major publications of the Washington Post because they want to hide it in plain view and normalize it. You just type in Congress legalizes CIA's use of propaganda domestically. And then, of course, Obama signs executive orders to federalize the election. And they signed other orders to, quote, counter patriot media and claim we're all Russians. But now it's in the New York Post how Team Obama tried to hack the election. That's all coming up. So everything they've accused Trump and the populist movement of doing is what they've done. Now, let's go ahead and get to the big meaty story first off. Huge scale of terror threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists. The Times of London. 3,000 people from the total group judged to pose a threat. I was told by one of my colleagues, one of my fellow researchers, who is on the ground dealing with these threats. And I say one of my colleagues, he also wears a journalist hat sometimes, that it would be England would be the next place to be hit, and that's where the jihadists actually were the most organized and ready to launch their attacks. And mainly because they wouldn't stay part of the EU. The EU had green-lighted, who's allied with Islam, publicly, to go ahead and start launching the attacks. Huge scale of threat revealed. UK home to 23,000 jihadists, about 3,000 people from the total group judged to pose a threat. Stories up on Infowars.com. Continuing, this is just today. Coptic Christian attacks. ISIS claims its soldiers opened fire on bus, killing 29 in Egypt. Just a few days ago, there was a big bombing killing Coptic Christians. And, of course, lots of fun as well on Easter, killing hundreds and hundreds. But it has nothing to do with Islam. Meanwhile, the State Department, The Hill reports, quietly lifts the limit on refugee admissions, despite Trump ordering them to stop it. But the State Department has a mind of its own, like cancer, and is doing whatever it wants. The State Department quietly lifted its restriction this week on how many refugees are allowed to enter the U.S. despite efforts by the Trump administration to scale back refugee resettlements, the New York Times reported on Friday. Continuing, Bin Laden's son steps into father's shoes as Al-Qaeda attempts a comeback. Manchester bomber's younger brother was planning an attack on the U.N. special envoy to Libya. Daily Mail, isn't that just special? Death toll nears 100 on sixth day of violence in the Philippines as the Islamists have taken a whole island and a major city. And that leads us to this next story out of the London Telegraph. 7-7 Met police officer calls for internment of Islamic extremist. Takur Ghaffur, an assistant commissioner at Scotland Yard and the 7-7 bombings, has called for the internment of radical extremists. He's an Asian Manchurian who was the security coordinator on the 2012 Olympics, said Britain is facing an unprecedented threat. About 3,000 extremists are subjects of interest to MI5 and police, and about 500 plots are being monitored. 500 plots! Imagine if you were plotting to blow something up or kill somebody or go detonate a bomb and kill 22 little girls or whatever, and you're not even being arrested because you've been politically ordered to stand down because of political correctness. He goes on to say it's a clear and present danger. With an additional 400 jihadists having returned from Syria, he said the numbers were far too great for them to be monitored by the police and security services. That's right. They bring them back from Syria, where the Russians and the U.S. just kick their butts. They let them come back in. Sweden does. Germany does. They put them on welfare, give them new jobs, you name it. They show back up, and they let them in. And they promptly, you know, get three or four welfare checks and go out and wear $500 tennis shoes. The time has come to set up special centers to detain these 3,000 extremists. He added, they should be held at what McGoffert described as community-based centers where they will be risk-assessed and put through the program. These centers would be different from the internment camp set up during the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Because it's Muslims, you got to treat them with kid gloves. Mr. Ghaffur said that they would have to be backed by Muslim leaders. He also urged Imams to issue what he described as collective fatwa condemning terrorist attacks, but they won't do it. Now, let's talk about what's happening here. This is not like the Japanese internment camps or the ones that German Americans were put in, or even some Italian Americans that I think went way too far as part of the hysteria of World War II. Many of them third, fourth, fifth generation. But still, this is what happens in a war. You've got 3,000 jihadis conservatively with 500 plots, and they keep using the terror attacks to basically turn all of England, Scotland, and Ireland into giant FEMA camps, giant re-education camps. And so if you continue to let these people in and let them do this, it will make everybody in the UK lose their rights. What needs to be done is, these people are all so proud of their jihad, most of them haven't even been born in England. You need to take their public statements about how they want to overthrow the UK and kill everybody, and then ship them out of the nation. The answer is deportation back to their hellholes. There's a reason Saudi Arabia won't take any Libyans or take any Syrians, and they've got giant emergency centers with 500,000 beds for their own citizens. They won't take one. There's a reason they won't take one Palestinian. Because most of the Palestinians aren't Palestinians. They're just vagabonds that roam around the Middle East and who are always trying to overthrow things.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Zibig, or as the victim was empty, as he's known, one of the main architects of the modern world government system we're under, died yesterday at 89. Start of the next segment, especially if you're a TV viewer, we're going to educate everybody, including radio listeners, on exactly why this is such a big deal. This is the guy that launched the program to use Islamic extremists to basically destabilize the world. That's why our governments are allied with them. The street cops not allied with them. This high-level, you know, cop in England that wants the Islamists rounded up, he's not part of this. But we'll decode why they're bringing in 5 million military-age men who are unvetted with terrorist backgrounds into Europe. Why they're doing the same thing in the UK. Because it's part of a larger plan. Now, I want to be very, very specific. We've already lost most of our liberties in the name of combating Islam. Islam's a real threat. Orthodox Islam is. But I don't hate Muslims because they're Muslims. They're under a very oppressive system where Islam has had a reformation. People keep saying it needs a reformation like Christianity had. They haven't had a reformation. Of that sense, they've had one where it's gotten more radical. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, that is their reformation. That is right out of Riyadh. That is right out of Mecca. That is right out of Saudi Arabia. That's right out of the crossroads of the caravans. And the biggest, staunchest people against it are people from Mongolia and people from India and people from the stands who have for generations. You go back 100, 200 years ago in most areas, it was mainly Christian or Hindu or other things there. They've all been driven out and killed. So, of course, they've got Asian police chiefs and people in England that are like, what are you doing? You got to kick these people out. Are you crazy? I'm like, but they're brown like you. That has nothing to do with it. Some of the most radical Muslims in England are white. That is a fact. It is a cult of doing whatever you want to anybody, enslaving women, raping, killing. As long as you do it to somebody who isn't a Muslim, it's okay. There is the House of Islam, and outside the House of Islam, there is the House of War. And I knew all this 15 years ago when I was against the Iraq War. 14 years ago. So was Trump, because he didn't want to stir it up. He didn't want to kick a secular government out and then put things in there far worse. Same thing in Syria. Same thing in Egypt. Egypt's our ally. The Christians live there. The Jews can live there. You can go there and go scuba diving. You can go there and see the pyramids. The Muslims had a higher standard of living. That's all being destroyed. The jihadis blew up 200 plus churches when Obama backed Al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood taking over 6 years ago. That's crazy. Until you realize the grand chessboard. Until you realize Brzezinski was a top advisor of Obama. Now, Kissinger has broken with Zibig. And I'm not lionizing Kissinger, but globalism is in such trouble now that even top creators of it are now against it. And I wouldn't call Cecil Rhodes is a creator of globalism. The Rockefeller family adopting it, they are the modern underwriters, the benefactors. But if you look at who's now alive, David Rockefeller died a few months ago. Zbig died yesterday. See, I'm not a regular talk show host that says this is coming up, and then I can't ever get to the coming up. I just start telling you now. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to hit other news that ties into this. Then I'm going to get into Zbig coming up the start of the next segment, because this is a big, 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 big deal, and I'm going to explain how the whole enchilada operates. And by the way, you got to listen to me. This is what's so frustrating. It is not my opinion when they say Trump gave up the nuclear sublocations that that's a lie. It was a press release put out by the Pentagon authorized 3 weeks before. The media, BuzzFeed, just lies. It is not my opinion that Trump's not the first person to ever set up a back channel. Every president going back over 100 plus years has set up back channels to Russia and England and other key countries. So you see the headlines with Hayden, who thinks you're a moron, General Hayden, up there, out of power, an Obama lackey, saying Trump has done something nobody ever did. He said, quote, "It's a dark time for Americans." I watched the video on CNN this morning. Sickening. And they all do it every day. Back channels to Venezuela, back channels to Iran, back channels to North Korea, back channels, back channels. Back, just type in any president's name and back channel behind it. Type in JFK and back channels. Type in Reagan, back channels to Russia. If you're a TV viewer, it's all on screen. Radio listeners, do you know how frustrating it is? Everything they say is a lie. It's all lies. Unless 2 weeks after we tell you Trump's getting ready to totally clean house, exactly as we said, now the announcement's in the Washington Post and the New York Times, they have to follow our trailblazing. Because you don't think the White House gives them intel, do you? No. There's not many people the White House can trust. And that brings me to the next point before I go into Zbigniew Brzezinski. I want to explain something. You know, I've seen fools for years go, "Oh, thank God. It looks like Rush Limbaugh is losing the sponsors. They're going to kick him off the air." You know, they've tried that a bunch. And then it doesn't happen. And other people on talk radio tell me, "Oh, that'll be great, Alex. You'll get on more stations." And I look at him and I say something, you know, along these lines. Are you a moron? I've said this to other talk show host. If they can kick Limbaugh off and get his sponsors, you don't think you're next? And I saw people celebrate Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was never charged with a crime. Bill O'Reilly settled the sexual harassment cases 6, 7, 8 years ago. Bill O'Reilly lied about me. Bill O'Reilly was a fence sitter. Bill O'Reilly was a minion. But he didn't hate the country. He wasn't out to totally get it. And he was not totally against Trump. So for that, he had to be destroyed. He was a low-hanging fruit. Then it's Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity boldly stood up for land rights, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, you name it. He did all that. And then he looked into the Seth Rich case that clearly stinks to high heaven, clearly is the leaker to WikiLeaks, clearly the family did hire the PI, clearly all this is a very legitimate murder investigation, and it's very legitimate to look into it. And question it. So they take his sponsors, and internally they try to get rid of him. And the word is, they're saying in Fox he's gone. That may change, but I did get it from two high-level Fox folks that he was in the general counsel's office a couple times last week, and that they're trying to push him out right now. But we'll see if that's the case. If they can get him, they can get everybody, folks.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to get into the big emergency here in just a moment, but first off, coming up, we're going to have Roger Stone with breaking news joining us the next hour. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. That's foreign policy of the Washington Post. That's Obama's doing. And that ties into how Team Obama tried to hack the election but failed. They did steal five states, as I've told you. They tried to steal an additional six. And now it's all coming out in major scholarly publications. Drudge Report linked to it last week. Now the New York Post has done a big detailed article how Team Obama tried to hack the election. And it details how they used the CIA and others to manipulate and lie. And one big part of that is saying the Russians were involved. The Russians can't even run their own country, and I don't mean that meanly. But they're still recovering. stoplights don't work in most of their cities. I mean, are the Russians involved in our elections? Of course they are. But they've got the GDP of Italy. The Russians are a joke when it comes to political manipulation, folks. But again, oh, America didn't really win the election. No, no, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. That's right. We're all enemy spies, but the globalists. And then we've got all these criminal leakers. And the head of Homeland Security has come out and said that this is treason, all this leaking. They leaked all the Manchester info. They're trying to undermine Trump. And the media then blamed Trump that his White House leaked. The State Department is ignoring his orders and is letting unlimited refugees in. That's the headline in USA Today and the New York Times. I read it earlier. I mean, they just do whatever they want. And that's what's crazy. Because the bureaucracy thinks it's God. Like Hayden, the globalist, he legally spied on you with the NSA and allowed the CIA to be used, along with Brennan, who told President Trump when he was elected, you better watch your mouth. He goes on CNN and says, America is in a dark time. America, Trump's really bad. No one's ever had a back channel to Russia. He says it's off the map. It's never even been done before. We'll play the clip. Don't believe me. Search engine Reagan, back channel Russia. Kennedy, back channel Russia. Obama, back channel Russia. Clinton, back channel Russia. George W. Bush, back channel Russia. Every one of them had it. It's standard. A back channel, it's the executive branch. The president can talk to whoever he wants. It's its own branch of government. But Hayden gets up on TV and says, no one's ever even heard of this. He says it's the equivalent of having 14 purple heads. Excuse me. I'm going to stop right there. Let me just go ahead and break this down. Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of the top global strategists in the modern New World Order global corporate era, where nation states transferred their power to a multinational unelected corporate banking combine. Brzezinski worked with David Rockefeller and others, and he pushed and postulated a stratagem that was part of the British model of what they know as the Great Game to use divide and conquer. He died yesterday at 89. Now let me go over what the grand chessboard is. In chess, you believe you want to control the center of the table. So he was only bringing in the kind of Cecil Rhodes global corporate government model, but he believed Muslims, he's been pushing this since the 50s, and been arguing it to the Rockefeller Foundation and others, and they adopted his plan, would be the absolute key. And he argued that the Nazis had successfully used the Muslims in the Middle East for power and control in World War II. He obviously argued that the British intelligence had set up Saudi Arabia to control the region in 1901 with Lawrence of Arabia. And he wrote white papers on this, and he republished a bunch of them in the late 1990s under the title The Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski. So this is his words, not mine. And he explains, the center of the chessboard in the world is between Africa, Asia, Eurasia, East Asia, India, and all the way out in the Pacific, because the majority population, even in the Eastern Pacific, is Muslim, if you're not counting Japan and China. Okay? So from Eastern Europe all the way through the underbelly of Russia, formerly the Soviet Union, the majority population is Muslim. The fiery crescent here. Okay? Now, if you control the center of the board, you control Russia, you control Europe, you control Africa, you control all these key sea lanes, you control all the way out with Indonesia down to the Philippines, where you see the Islamists taking over today. Now, you then piggyback on that the David Rockefeller plan with China to use it as the economic power, give them the Panama Canal, give them 90%+ of rare earth mineral control, they will become the economic powerhouse. Then the Western elites can make deals with the communist generals to move via tariffs and trade, domestic tariffs against their own people, to China, leverage out and control global trade, but to balance the power so that China wouldn't be too powerful. Only the United States and NATO are allowed to have a global military force. China can only be in its own area and is not exposed to expand outside its territorial borders. This is, and what's crazy is they all write books, they have C-SPAN events, they admit it's the plan, they run the whole show. I sit here and tell you this. People go, there ain't no such thing as a book. He ain't read no book, say that. Jones be conspiracy theory and racist. I don't like him very much. Ooh. I mean, it's beyond Forrest Gump. I'm telling you the admitted plan. This is not my opinion. Brzezinski said 5 years ago, we'll play the clip in the next segment, he said, look, it's a lot easier just to kill everybody now. We're not going to be able to propagandize because of the internet. It's time to just kill people. He said it used to be cheaper to propagandize a million people than it was to kill them. Now it's cheaper just to kill them. And this is a guy that helped Pol Pot murder everybody. So he wrote that in a book, one of his books, bragging how he helped put Pol Pot in. He goes, I did not kill them. We had Pol Pot kill them. But I did assist him. Everybody wearing glasses. Bye-bye. Oh, but then later we fought Pol Pot. See, they wind up the enemy and then they destroy it. So this is pure psychopath, Machiavellian, beyond Machiavellian, in justifies the mean stuff, okay? It's one of the real black marks on Jimmy Carter. This is his, you wonder why Jimmy Carter likes the Muslims and always says great things about them? Because that's the shadow army, folks. Again, the National Security Advisor has written 4 books I've read admitting this. The latest, forget the name of it, I just scanned over it. I didn't fully read it. We heard another one a couple years ago. Here you go. Grand chessboard, like 1999. Look it up. So here's the center of the board. What's in the center of Asia, of Russia, of Europe, of Africa, and then the Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea? What's in the middle of the chessboard? The Middle East. And all the Islamists. In fact, they occupy the entire center of the board. They'll do whatever they're told by their imams. They're controlled. You manipulate them. They will attack Russia. They will attack Europe. Then you can take the rights of people in Europe. You can say ban free speech to be compliant with the Muslims. You can have the Muslims attack here. Have a police state in America as well. Same thing in England. You can use Islamic Jihad armies to come in and destabilize Africa. Then the West has an excuse to invade Africa to be the good cop fighting them. This is the grand chessboard. This is the program. This is the plan. But they think you're stupid. Just like Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you have no memory. Well, you're not dumb. And it's the message that creates the outcome. We have to have complex messages to understand the complex situation. So, between China and Islam and the Anglo-Americans, they're supposed to carve up the entire world, cutting out the wealthy Western peoples and cutting Russia out for the super elites and totally enslaving the third world. We'll break it all down straight ahead.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so what we're looking at is the admitted battle plan by Zbigniew Brzezinski. You can read his book free online, The Grand Chessboard, by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He died yesterday. And if you're asking how do they control the Muslims, well, Saudi Arabia sits at the crossroads of the caravans. And British intelligence created it, starting between 1901 and 1933. The Saudi Arabians have taken over much of the Middle East. They've been driven out of some of those areas since, like Syria and Lebanon. So they've carved them into these kingdoms. Then they just so happened, of course, to discover all the oil that was there as well. So they've made tens of trillions, to be conservative, off of that. So British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and others already had deals with Saudi Arabia to basically not get the blame for jihadist attacks that would then be blamed on Iraq, Syria, and other countries that were actually anti-Sunni Wahhabist. But Brzezinski's also credited with making secret deals that they claim they got discredited for. No, it was all a setup. That's been partially declassified. For setting up the Islamic Republic of Iran. So the Islamic Republic of Iran was also set up under Zbigniew Brzezinski. because he didn't just want the Muslims to be out of control. He wanted them at loggerheads with each other. So that's strategic tension. So he's using them against the West. He's using them against Russia. He's using them against Africa. He's using them in their control over into Asia. All Islamic through here. They used to have all their big slave boats and slave ships coming out and colonizing and selling slaves and kidnapping women all the way through here. That's why this is all Muslim out here as well. And today they're attacking the Philippines as we speak and mass murdering and slaughtering. It's all loving. It's the religion of peace. So all that's going on. So because Islam is centered in the middle, you use it against free societies, you use it against Africa, and it's all directed out of Saudi Arabia. So then you ask yourself, what's Trump all about? Well, Trump goes and says, I know you're running the terror. You got to stop it now. And Saudi Arabia says, yes, we are. We were wrong. We misled the West. We're going to stop now. And the next day there's a terror attack. What does that say? There's different factions in Saudi Arabia working with globalists that want to continue this whole Islamic reign of terror. Trump has openly said he wants an American century where the United States actually, through free market, free trade and ideas, dominates the globe. Not a system where Islam's allowed to take over much of the planet, and where Islam's allowed to basically come in and take over Europe, and allied with the globalists and the socialists, basically is their new enforcer. And our own military are the ones that don't want to go along with this plan. Now that our own military in the last decade started reading the Grand Chessboard, reading the Council on Foreign Relations publications that source the chessboard and actually admit that this is their plan and that this is their operation. So if you're a new listener, you have to understand Brzezinski's plan, like a Russian doll, fits into the larger globalist cosmology. So we're not completely following the Brzezinski plan. Brzezinski has had major input on the whole divide and conquer globalist strategy. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is now dead. What does that mean? Well, really not a lot, because his program will just continue on. But what listeners need to understand is, I did not just give you my opinion. That's what's so frustrating about this. The lack of knowledge in the public is what allows this to get worse and worse. It is a fact that every president for over 100 years has had back channels with major countries. It's a fact that every president since Woodrow Wilson has had back channels to Russia. FDR, Herbert Walker Bush, George W., Obama, Bill Clinton. Clifford Cunningham has written a new article detailing that at Infowars.com. But do not believe me. And again, I'm not even saying the Russian back channel story is that important. What's frustrating is every hour there's a new story like this that's completely and totally false. So let me play a clip of the former CIA director, former head of the NSA as well, Hayden. Up there thinking you're stupid, saying Trump is off the map, Kushner's off the map, nobody's ever had a back channel with anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a complete lie. But everything they're saying is a lie. That's what's frustrating. Here it is.
Have you ever seen anything like what Vladimir Putin did today in terms of his defense of Donald Trump and his attack on both President Obama and the intelligence community here in this country?
No. We are off the map in terms of both our situation here, our circumstances, and what the Russians are doing. Now, look, I think Putin's a fairly smart guy, at least tactically. I think he understands his coming out and saying those kinds of things really are not viewed as a vote of confidence back here in the United States for the president-elect. I think it's just a continuation of his campaign to continue to poke and meddle and to mess with our heads in terms of the American political process.
And also what you heard Vladimir Putin saying, going into detailed allegations, saying they weren't true, but then describing them.
Right.
I mean, that's fairly pernicious.
No, it is. And again, back to messing with our heads. Let's go back to the original covert influence campaign, which this certainly wasn't, probably the most successful in recorded history.
And again, let me read you the transcript here. I've actually got it from the full clip where he goes over all that. Let me go ahead and pull that up for you. I've got that right here. Pull that up right here. All right, here we go. Jared Kushner seeking a back channel with Russia would be off the map, ex-general says. CNN, off the map. That's how former CIA director on Saturday described the notion of Jared Kushner, a top aide to his father-in-law, President Donald Trump, setting up a secret communications channel between Washington and the Kremlin. Such a back channel would be unprecedented, said retired four-star general. And that's in the full clip. Michael Hayden, who also once headed the National Security Agency. This is off the map. I know of no other experience like this in history, certainly within my life experience. So again, that's Hayden, that's CNN coming out and saying this is completely off the map. What's off the map is Trump's actually standing up for this country the first time in decades and not letting the U.S. be sold out to all these multinational interests. That's what's happening. And people are standing up to the brainwashed left that wants to just have a bunch of anti-liberal, anti-freedom Islamicists pour into the United States and become the muscle of the left. And I haven't gotten to this yet, but I've got clips of professors being driven off campuses, liberal professors, because they want to make it anti-white weekend and have no white people there. And they say, you can't do that. That's racist. And they scream and say, we don't care. Get your white butt out of here. Again, this shows how crazy this has gotten. I know people at the UT Film School who are white, who have been kicked out of it and told you are not allowed to be here because you're white. Also in the psychology department. And then it's defended. I know major yoga studios that said, oh, let's have a yoga day where we, on Halloween, we all come and have a party at the studio. We all dress in Eastern garb. Oh, that's cultural appropriation. That's racist. You can't do it. And it's white people that are leading it. This is total and complete abject brainwashing. Now, before I go any further, I want to just encourage the listeners to understand something. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining when I say this. I'm simply stating the facts that you, the listeners of this broadcast, are changing the world. The intel you give us, the support, all of it. And the stories we put out are game changers. They are new talking points because they're true. I was the first to point out the CIA was involved domestically in the election trying to manipulate it. It's in mainstream news today. We were the first to break down they want to use COG to overthrow the president. That's now admitted. I really study this. I don't just mail it in and act like I know what's going on. I told you they're going to start indefinite detention of Muslims, and then it's going to be for everybody else. I don't want to lock up all the Muslims, but they're bringing in the most radical ones and letting them do it, so we go there. Just like I've said over and over again, they want to get things going so bad with race riots in the country, we accept martial law. And if folks are coming down your street burning stuff down, you're going to support the martial law, even though when it doesn't go away in a month, it ends up making you a slave too. I want people to see the big con game and come together. But here's the bottom line. We need financial support. We've got amazing products. We have some of the biggest sales in our history at InfoWarsStore.com on fantastic supplements and nootropics and more for the Memorial Day special, and I'm extending these right through to next Tuesday. We have colloidal silver, 65% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality sold out for months. It's back 30% off and a bunch of other big discounts. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.